All right, Jeremy Martin. Hey, I wonder, like, we kind of talked about you on one of my shows this week and thought, well, maybe you would pack it in and ride outdoors because you got injured there. But then again, you guys need riders to represent. Yeah. So how much of a case is it of you're here representing the team or and you're not 100%, or are you just – did you want to finish these out?
I think a big thing for me this year, Steve, was, like, obviously I wanted to be in a championship hunt or be on the podium every weekend. That's always the goal. But if you look at my Supercross career the last 2 years, I haven't made it past round two or three. So I think a big thing for me this year was, okay, if we're not getting the podiums, we have to have a build year. All right. So I was just like, you know, let's make every round this year. And then unfortunately, I ran out of talent in Atlanta. I just KO'd myself into that freaking that case, that triple, and I brain farted in that rhythm. And then, yeah, I was fucked.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was that bad. Okay. And then I tried to ride Wednesday before New Jersey.
Yeah.
And then I just told those guys, I'm like, dude, I'm fucked. So I went and got an X-ray. And then that's when we found out that it was like, I don't know if it was a full, like, lung collapse, but I had an air pocket in my chest that was pressing on my lung and then on my part of my heart.
Okay.
And it was like, that's where the pain was coming from. And
so what did they do for that?
Well, the guy was like, we're going to let it try to go away because, uh-huh, like, they hooked me up to an EKG and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then they're like, your levels are fine. So I was like, because they told me I had a collapsed lung.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, dude, that's fucking gnarly. So I called Mike B. It's 10 o'clock at night. And I'm like, can you take me to the hospital?
Yeah, yeah.
So then I went through that whole program. And then, they just were like, hey, we'll monitor your condition, but that should go away.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, we're going to stick a tube in your chest.
And inflate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it went away. Thank you.
Went away. Okay. Thank you. So I went and got an X-ray Monday.
Okay.
And I was like tweaked out, you know.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it went away.
And so does it bug you, like, today, or how was it?
Me. Yeah. Like, just, like, getting my heart rate up really high, I could just tell it was a little different and stuff. But no excuses, you know.
Damn Deegan kid.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel outdoors? How's it going? I know you've been riding a little bit. I know I heard, did I hear? Either from fuck Phil or Al. Somebody told me you were riding the back sand track, like Osborne's original track.
Yeah, I was riding the back track. Okay. I rode quite a bit of different tracks. Club has a good variety, but I feel good, dude.
Okay.
I feel really good. The fitness, I'm trying to get that up right now.
Sure.
And then
like podium speed, race winning speed, you feel as good as you know, like
I think about, like, I feel like, look at Geico 2020 against Dylan. I feel like I have more speed and the bike is better. But I don't really know. Like, obviously, riding with the guys at Club and stuff, they're really good, and the tracks are gnarly. I think they're better than anywhere else. But I guess we'll see when the gate drops what happens, you know.
Well, good to hear. That's cool, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.